You're listening to Hawk Talk, the official podcast of Hettinger Public School, where we cover school news, school board meeting reviews, guest speaker interviews, and much more. Here at Hettinger Public School, we challenge all to meet their academic and life goals while inspiring lifelong learning. We are a district that values trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship. Now, let's go to today's episode. Well, hello there. Thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of Hawk Talk. I have here with me today Joey Erickson to talk about the pool and all the thousands of questions I'm sure everybody has. So thank you very much, Joey, for spending some time so we can talk about the pool and all of those questions.
You're very welcome.
Awesome. So I know I've compiled a few questions, and I'm sure you've received a lot of questions.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the goal of this whole podcast is just to burn through all those questions. So the pool is ready. Kids are in it. Kids have been swimming.
Yep.
And they've been having a blast. I've heard a lot of good things about it from the kids. They really enjoy it. They've really had a good time. But kind of to start it all off, when is the official opening date to the public of the pool?
Okay. So, and just so you know, just because getting everything squared away with my lifeguards and when they can start, I got a couple coming from college and getting those things squared away.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say tentatively, June 1st, we are looking at having a open house for the community.
Ah, very fun.
Yeah.
Very,
so
very fun.
The plan is to have some hot dogs and some chips and some drinks and have the community come in, take a look at the pool, and then do an hour free swim on June 1st. That tentatively is the plan. So be looking for some posters, be looking for some things placed on Hettinger Community and on Facebook at the school.
So so you guys have that plan. So we're looking tentatively around that June 1st, where it kind of opens up to the public. Now, I know you guys have lessons going on, but then you also have free swim. What other things that are going on? Like, you know, I'm not 100% sure on your guys' activities plan there.
Okay, so our day in a nutshell is going to look like this.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to start out the morning from 6 to 7, and 7 to 8 will be lap swimming. There'll be 2 hours for lap swimming, simply because our pool went from like a 5-lane pool down basically to like a 3-lane.
Okay.
That's would be the full length.
Yep.
So we can get our lap swimmers in. So 6 to 7 in the morning, and then 7 to about, it ends up to be probably about 7:50 because our swimming lessons will start then.
Okay.
So early in the morning, you lap swimmers come on in, and then from 8 to 11. Mm-hmm. Will be swimming lessons. We are going to provide basically 6 levels like we have in the past. It will not be Red Cross certified. It will be Hettinger Public School certification.
Okay.
And I can guarantee that it will be just as good as anything else.
Okay.
And then from 1 to 4 will be open swim. And then on Mondays and Wednesdays from 5:30 to 6:30 will be water aerobics.
Ah, okay. And that's just like open, kind of like what we used to do.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And then every Wednesday in June and July from 6:30 to about 7:15, kind of all depends there, is going to be my pre-splash.
Okay. And your pre-splash, for those who don't know, what is pre-splash?
Okay. So pre-splash, another term for it also is like mommy and me. Or daddy and me, or grandma and me,
fun. Okay.
Whoever can bring you. It's for those kids that are anywhere from roughly 6 months or even younger, and they'll hop in the water. Mom, dad, grandma, or somebody of proper age can bring them to pre-splash, and they can get themselves used to it. It's also for those kids that can't quite reach the bottom of the pool yet to start level, that very first level of beginners.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
And that'll be, you said, which days at what times?
It's going to be every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
From 6:30 to about 7:15.
Okay, gotcha. So that
gives
half
parents,
hour.
Yeah, it gives parents an opportunity to get supper, get it done.
Mm-hmm. And then be able
put
to
on the swimsuit and go.
Awesome. Very, very fun. So kind of going a little further into the lessons.
Yeah.
Do you have a schedule for what times certain like age groups are going, what the age groups are divided out to be, or all of that? How does that all work for lessons?
Okay. So lessons are, just so you know, we have 6 levels of lessons. And
for those of you who obviously are not in this room, I'm watching Joey Erickson go through mounds of papers that are color-coded and everything. There's a lot of organizing going on in the background.
We have literally had to start from the beginning.
Oh, wow.
With absolutely everything, making sure that we're following our policies here at school.
Okay.
Also putting in waivers and you name it.
Oh,
we've
you
name it, we've been creating it.
Building as
building
if it's
from
a brand
the bottom.
New pool.
Yep.
Wow.
Building from the bottom.
Okay.
So we are planning on starting swimming lessons June 5th, and our lessons will run 2-week sessions.
Okay.
So that first session will be June 5th through the 9th and the 12th through the 16th.
Okay.
And during that time, we will offer beginners B, advanced or beginners A, and swimmers A.
Okay, so what's the point of the A and the B? What's that about?
Okay, so I have levels of beginners. I have a beginner A and a beginner B. So
okay.
if you think about the levels that we used to have, we used to have level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Yes.
So beginner A would be like a level 1. Beginner B would be like level 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then
gotcha.
After beginners, it goes advanced beginners A.
Okay.
Would be 3. Advanced beginners B would be level 4. Okay. And then intermediates is level 5. And then your swimmers would be like level 6.
Okay. Gotcha.
So as far as all of the levels will be offered this summer, it's just kind of determines exactly when they're going to hit.
Gotcha.
So not all 6 levels will be given during that 2-week session.
Because there's a lot of variables involved and things could be decided based off of numbers of kiddos.
Correct. Also, I had to kind of try to follow with some baseball schedule and some softball schedule.
Try to make it work with theirs as well.
Move the hours so eventually they can get into those lessons.
Okay, gotcha. So working with a lot, not just your own stuff that you're building, working with a lot of other groups and trying to make it all work so the kids can get as much in as they possibly can.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's kind of your schedule generally for each group. And I'm going to pipe in here and quick say, very likely expect all of this to be put up on the website, and we will have a unique page for the pool. So all of this stuff is somewhere that you can read it. Now that we're kind of finishing things up, as I'm getting things, I will be adding things to the website. So there will be a pool page. When it is ready, you'll be able to get all this information and see it. So
as soon as I get all of my guards together and know that we can support those lessons with the guards that I have and with those times, then we'll make sure we get it out there.
Okay. So then with speaking of guards, I know we've been advertising and say, hey, you know, make sure you get your applications in. Are all positions filled or where are we at?
Yeah. So I got nice numbers for guards. I got a lot of interest. So I'm really excited about that. I have some brand new ones. I have some experienced and I have some old ones just like Mrs. Reznor.
That's awesome. So you got the whole gamut.
I do. I have my office hours are filled with my office people and my swimming lesson instructors assistants is filled as well.
Wow. So we're all good.
We got good numbers.
That's awesome. That's really good. Okay. So then kind of going beyond the lessons and all that stuff, signing up. So what is the process for signing up? How is it done? Where is it done? When is it done?
All right. So we are going to have sign up on the May 18th. I believe that's Thursday. That's the last day of school, right, Miss?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yep. So Thursday from 4 to 6:30 at the Hettinger Public School Library.
Okay. So for those who don't know, what's the easiest way to get to the library if you're either new to town or don't really go into the school very often?
Come to door C.
Door C, and then as you walk in, it's right on your left.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So it's going to be in the library Thursday at what time again?
From 4 to 6:30.
4 to 6:30. Okay. Now, is this the only time people can sign up, or let's say if they can't make it, or how does that work?
Right. So if you can't make it, my suggestion to you would be to maybe give me a call.
Okay.
Or call the pool, which at this point in time, I don't believe they're still working on everything
on
in that
phones.
Pool. So so if you just kind of be patient and maybe wait until that June 1st opening and call the pool, I will have office people in there that can sign you up.
Gotcha.
As well.
So even if you miss this date, there's still an opportunity. I mean, you could even call the school or, you know, when it first starts, there's still a couple days before lessons even start. So you have a couple days. So it's not a dead cutoff time. It's like, well, we're trying to catch everybody. This is the best time that works. But if you don't make it, there's still an opportunity to join.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Okay, that answers that question. Fantastic. And then the only other question that I have, and maybe you've gotten a ton of other questions, but I did see online that it was labeled as for the summer season. And being that this is an indoor pool, what do we know about additional seasons aside of the summer? You know, is there any knowledge or plans, or are we just like, we're just trying to get to summer? Or what? Where are we at with that concept?
I'm just trying to get past Thursday.
Okay.
No. We did advertise this as summer season. So summer season would consist of June, July, and depending on how many guards I can have still be available to me, we'll do a couple weeks into August as well.
Okay.
So that is what we consider our summer season.
Okay.
And with that summer season, you can buy what we call a summer pass.
Okay.
And a single summer pass is going to cost $150.
Okay.
You can also do a family pass as well. Okay. And we've set the family pass to be a household of four at $250 with $30 additional fee after four.
After four.
So if you're a family of five, you would pay $250 and an additional $30.
Okay. Gotcha. And when you mean household, it's the people that live in your household.
Correct.
Gotcha. So that's how that works.
Correct.
Okay.
What does that get you? Well, that gets you to basically open swim.
Okay.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Tentatively, and this is not totally set up, but I do have two people that are going to also do art, kind of art in the park, but we're art in the pool.
Gotcha. But it's I'm assuming that classroom area.
Yes. And if you buy a summer pass, you have the opportunity to go ahead and pop into those classes without any additional fee.
You're just already accepted.
Right.
Awesome.
We don't have that totally squared away, but it looks like it'll be like on a Friday.
Gotcha.
And that will be done in our classrooms or a classroom up in the school as well.
Oh, okay. So more even just in the pool. Awesome.
Yep. Along with that, we have punch cards that will be available.
Okay. So instead of doing a pass, you could do a punch card instead.
Right. And
you
can purchase 10 punches for $45.
Okay.
And we can keep that punch card at the pool.
Oh,
and,
okay.
So they're not losing their punch card, because if you lose your punch card,
then you're out.
You're out.
Yep.
So you don't want to lose it.
So that's nice.
Yeah. So they can use the punch card for open swim, lap swimming, and the water aerobics.
Okay. So that applies to all of those.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, water aerobics, lap swimming, and open daily swim will be $5 per day.
Okay. If you don't do a punch card, if you don't do the pass, it's
$5.
If you just walking in, that's
right.
$5. Okay.
With that summer pass, it does not include swimming lessons. It does not include
that's separate.
The lap swimming or the water aerobics. That would be separate.
Yep. And then what are swimming lessons? What's the fee for those? Is it? Yeah.
Okay. So swimming lessons are $45 for a 2-week session.
Okay, gotcha.
Monday through Friday.
So $45 for that whole 2 weeks.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Correct.
And then in addition to kind of go further on the season thing, yep. So are we able to look forward into beyond summer, or what yeah. do we know so far at that point?
Once we get summer session over, this pool, my goal is to keep this pool open to the community. The plan is obviously to continue on with our lap swimming, mm-hmm. continue on with our water aerobics.
Mm-hmm.
We will hold privates.
Okay.
So private swimming lessons will also be available.
Oh, wow.
One thing on that, we'll do privates during the summer, but we can also do privates during the winter month as well.
Oh, wow.
Please hold off on that a little bit, though.
Of course.
Just simply, I need to get the pool started.
Yep.
And then
so
we can get those privates going.
Gotcha.
So I know I know who I have available. And then hopefully we can fulfill some open swimming with our flex days.
Ooh, that'll be really nice.
That'll be great. And then we are hoping that we can also continue actually our swimming lessons in the wintertime, offer a beginners here or advanced beginners there.
Oh, that'd be great.
And try to fulfill and yeah.
Wow. And again, you know, that is all tentative because we're worried about getting the summer figured
Correct.
Out. But then when we know more, we will share more when we know things are solid and in the ground and ready to go.
Exactly.
But that's those are our hopes.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to
those
get towards. That's awesome. That's really, really awesome. So those were all of my questions. Did you receive any additional questions that didn't cover anything that I talked about today?
No, just a lot of where do I sign up? When do I sign up? And,
okay.
And what levels? You know, we've been without a pool for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
So I know there are some kids that have gone off to Lemon, have gone off to Bowman to mm-hmm. do swimming lessons. And we're going to do the best that we can mm-hmm. to... hopefully get your child where they need to be.
Yeah.
If they start out at level 4 and we're like, they're cruising, we should bump them up to level 5, we will let you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So probably the biggest thing, we'll just have some patience out there.
Of course, yeah, because we're rebuilding everything from the
yes.
ground up. So, you know, just we're definitely getting there. It's a very exciting moment. So everyone's just waiting to jump in, and it isn't such a, it's not like a switch. It's
yes.
it's a whole system.
You are, when you come and see this pool, you are going to find just a absolutely beautiful facility
mm-hmm.
that we are offering. We have the splash pad.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That will be available for those little ones mm-hmm. and, you know, big ones. I can't lie. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to stand underneath that bucket.
So it's gonna
I promise
be fun.
I won't push any little one away, but I'll probably be under the bucket.
Oh, that's awesome. Very, very cool. And also, too, for your listeners, also, too, if you watch this week's school news, we also did a video tour of it, so you can see little details and you can see what the splash pad looks like and what the diving board looks like and the lights and just all the work that's been put into this. So it's very cool that we're now at this point, because it hasn't been an easy task. It hasn't been simple.
No.
But we're here, and that's so exciting.
Yeah.
So awesome. Well, Joey, thank you so much for coming in and sharing this information and helping us get it out to the community. And we'll see you this summer.
Yes, I'll be here.
Awesome. Okay. And also for you listeners, thank you very, very much for tuning in to Hawk Talk. Remember, you can listen to Hawk Talk anywhere you listen to your podcast, whether it be Spotify podcasts, Apple podcasts, even YouTube and all the other platforms. We're there. All you need to do is look for Hawk Talk HPS and you will find us. All right. Thank you very much and have a great day.